Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. We're so blessed that you're joining us. As you've gone through trials in life, I'm sure that there was some good-meaning Christian who, you know, came along to try and give you words of encouragement, such as, you know, all things work together for good with God, or, you know, God has a plan in all of this, or maybe, you know, well, you know, God won't put more on you than he knows you're able to handle. Have you been told things like that while working through major issues in life? Did those kinds of words of inspiration encourage you? Or were you thinking you'd like to wring the person's neck who said them? Everybody goes through problems. Sometimes they are problems of our own making. Other times they are problems that life just throws at us. But either way, they are problems. So the question becomes, how do we not only cope with the current situation, but actually overcome? I mean, we don't want to just endure. We want victory, right? Are you tired of trying to do your life your way and then dealing with the mess? Or would you rather do life God's way and deal with the blessings and let him deal with the mess? Well, my guest today has been helping people just do just that for many years. Malia Diana is an international best-selling author, a certified Christian counselor, a speaker, a relationship and dating coach, and she specializes in helping you to receive that inner healing transformation, who also unashamedly loves the Lord and is definitely serious about her faith walk with Jesus. Amen. Malia's entire career has been devoted to serving and helping others. She has spent over 14 years in the fitness and medical field, as a certified physical trainer, and as a licensed physical therapy assistant. She was hand-picked as a global honoree and by invitation only, I want to add, to be an executive contributor to Brains Magazine, a 500 global list of entrepreneurs, influential leaders, and small businesses for their success and dedication to helping others. Praise God. And starting this year, she'll be a contributing writer for the Christian magazine, His Favor Magazine. And all of this has inspired Malia to use her faith, her knowledge, her experience, and personal development to design her own signature coaching programs just to help women to identify the missing links and core issues that hinder God's best in their life. She's also the author of a great book titled Vertical Relationship, Four Steps to Salvation and Getting Right with God, and we'll be discussing this book today in detail. So help me welcome to the program, Malia Diana. Malia, thank you so much for taking the time to visit with us today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Amen. Now, the first question I ask, other than that brief information I just shared, can you tell us in your own words, who is Malia Diana?
Ooh, that's a loaded question, Bob. I am just, my heart is for Jesus. It is for everybody just to be, look to him and be transformed by his heart and everything that he's done on that cross for us. Before I was saved, I was kind of living a very worldly, very secular lifestyle, and I was lost. And I was looking at idols and everything else to kind of uplift me and getting these from very earthly sources, which didn't last. And I knew something had to change. And it really started when I gave my life to Christ. And it's funny enough, because I gave my life to Christ a while ago. Many years ago, and was a baby Christian and not living my life like a fully wholehearted mm-hmm. Christian should be. And so it took a few years for me to wake up, and me leaving a very toxic relationship with a man to really get serious about my walk and lay it down. And I had to rededicate my life to Christ. And yeah. That is when he really, really started showing me everything. Everything had to change, everything.
Amen, amen. Well, let's talk a little bit about your background. Now, you go into this in your book, but explain for us I like the story about how you sat in church wondering why all these people were going forward each Sunday and becoming so emotional. Just share those thoughts at that time in your life with us.
Yes. So I think many times we sit at church and, you know, my church is it's a fun, loving Jesus, you know, it's all about a personal relationship with Jesus. And watching at the end of those sermons, it was come up to the altar and give your life to Christ. And I think many times we could sit there and the Holy Spirit was prompting me for a long time to get up there and get saved. And he has more for me. And it's that beating in your heart. It's that, you know, you know something's poking and prodding at you, what I describe in my book, but you just won't get up. Mm-hmm. And I wanted what people had because I saw them, their tears come down their face, and I saw the burdens being lifted, and I wanted that. But I ignored it, Bob, for a year and a half, probably, going to church every Sunday. And I finally, I woke up one day and I popped up and I said in my book, I almost ran up to the altar and watch out, I might have knocked you down because I was so excited to my burdens to be lifted, to bring it to his feet.
Amen. And, you know, a lot of people think when they do that, that suddenly life becomes full of sunshine and roses and there's no more problems. But is that what happened?
No. Actually, and this isn't a selling point, I say this also, is your life will get harder because the enemy is on attack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I relate it to, my military days. Mm-hmm. Said if you are on one side, you got the good side and the bad side, and you're in the army camp of the bad side, and you decide to defect and come over to the good side, you can't expect the bad side to keep feeding you and providing provision for you because you're now the enemy. And all those little things suddenly become harder to obtain. And at first, life does become hard. But, you know, when you come over to the good side, Jesus' side, there's another training program you got to go to. Just like, you know, if you left the Air Force and joined the Army, you got to go through basic training all over again. Learn the Army's way of doing things. It's the same thing as being a Christian. You got to learn the basics of your Christian walk. But then you notice that the meals are being provided and, you know, the shelters are being provided and the equipment's being provided because God's going to provide for his people now.
Right. Right. It's called, I say, love the hard pathways, because by all means, this walk is not easy. And I say that a lot in my book, it's challenging. It's, this is why we have brothers and sisters in Christ. This is why we have Bible study. This is why we have a relationship with Jesus, because we need him to get through the day. I cannot start my day without him and putting on that spiritual armor that's mentioned before going out and venturing off into the world. I needed to be rooted in Christ before I go out.
Yeah, amen. Amen. When did you first realize that you had a gift for writing?
Ooh, so this is actually my introduction, is I used to love writing as a child. I used to write poems, and funny enough, I still have some of these poems and this little children's book I wrote in the nook of my closet. And I think it's always been embedded in me. My parents told me I had a gift, and I just laughed at them. I actually tried going to college for communications and writing, and it was just alienated topics that just did not speak to me because I wasn't saved then. I didn't, you know, it just didn't resonate with me. So the Lord had to work on me over the years. And it wasn't until I left a very toxic relationship where I mentioned earlier that I started getting really serious about my walk. And I was sitting in Bible study, and it was Priscilla Shire's study, Hearing the Voice of God. And that's when I really, really started to hearing his voice and for me to write a book. And I didn't believe it, Bob. I was like, oh, who am I? You know, who are the qualified? But God calls whoever he wants to, mm-hmm. college degree or not. So I started praying about it because I wanted to do the Lord's will. I didn't want to do mine. I was really set on like, what is my purpose in life? What do you want me to do? And that was the first gesture was write a book. So he confirmed it many times, and I just started really being obedient to it. Little by little, I started writing chapter after chapter, and I'm here am I 5 years later, and my book's finally out.
Amen. Amen. So you have the gift for writing, but you ended up in the medical field and physical therapy and personal trainer. How did you end up in that profession instead of, like you said, taking the journalism and communication classes and doing things that would promote your writing?
You know, it's funny. Lord gave me a flashback of this because I kind of asked myself the same question in a way. And I love fitness and I love being around people and helping people. And he showed me that he was preparing me through those relationships. You know, I'm a relationship and dating coach. So he was preparing me to be able to be more loving and be more compassionate and have more empathy for people by working with people hand by hand. You know, when I'm working with, if it's clients, even physical therapy or personal training, it's a personal relationship. They're getting to know you, you know, your heart. But he had to really break me down in certain areas that I was maybe carrying some bitter resentment in my heart. You know, I mentioned this in my book. When I first started physical therapy, I would get mad if somebody didn't do their homework in physical therapy. And it was more about me than it was about anybody else. And the Lord showed me within those years, he started breaking me down and showing me it's about loving others and putting my energy into making their day the happiest day that they could have and making it about them. And that's the beauty of it. He had to change me in a lot of different ways. And he did that with physical therapy and training.
Amen. Amen. And how long did it take you to finally submit to the Lord just to go deeper into the writing aspect that he had put on the inside of you? I know you said it took 5 years to write the book, but how did God call you into that form of ministry, into the writing aspect of ministry?
Really, when I was saying to the Lord, what is your will? What do you want me to do? Mm-hmm. Really praying about that, really giving my heart, mind, and soul to him. That was probably about 7 years ago. Okay. 7 years ago, you know, I did get, like I said, I got saved first, but was really a baby Christian, not fully walking with the Lord. I didn't really know what that meant. I really didn't know what that meant. And
nobody does.
Yeah, you know, I think when we're baby Christians, and like you said, we think everything's going to be wonderful once we get saved, and it's not. We still have to spend time with him. We have to be in his word. He has to teach us, and this is what he has been doing over the years with me.
Yeah, amen, amen. You know, you and I were talking before we started the recording a little bit about my background and you know, how I was recovering from one of the surgeries and praying about what is it you want me to do. And it's begin a weekly 30-minute online radio program. And I remember laughing. I had to have, you got the wrong guy, because I have to have help checking email, okay? I am not technically inclined at all, you know? I have no clue what you're talking about. But, you know, what that did, he didn't have to undo bad learning. He could now show me what he wanted. And, okay, we'll do it that way, you know, type thing. But, I can understand everything you're talking about. That's so cool. So how did you get started doing the personal spiritual aspect of coaching?
I started doing this. It's funny enough, COVID happened last year, and I think we were discussing this before. And so, you know, I loved what I was doing in physical therapy and personal training, but the Lord was really telling me to leave. And I almost did at one point. I actually went into the office and almost quit. And, you know, they told me to stay. So I stayed. But what really made me stay with working is because my husband has been struggling with his back, and he served the United States Marine Corps for 8 years, and he was having a hard time holding a job. So I was not listening to that calling. I was pushing it aside because I thought money was more important. You know, I had to keep this family afloat. How am I supposed to do it, Lord? So COVID happened, and I had no other way to run. So, you know, he really started pouring into me. I said, okay, Lord, this is it. You know, he was really telling me, get this book out, get this book out. But he was also telling me, you know, help women the way I did you, help them break their barriers, their wound patterns, their everything that comes along with those wounds. If it's childhood trauma, you know, past insecurities, whatever, it's knowing your identity in Christ. And when you know your identity in Christ, you're able to propel forward with everything, with all your relationships.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. And this book that you just released, Vertical Relationship, mm-hmm. it's for both men and women, but you only personally coach women. Is that correct?
I do at this point right now. I prayed about that because my heart's for men too. And being a godly man, you know, my heart is for that, but I know that there's boundaries with that, especially as a married woman. And yeah. I even discussed this with my husband and he wasn't too thrilled about that. And it's just the personal boundaries aspect of it that might change later on down the road, but I just wanted to keep it safe. But yeah. Yes, this book is for everyone.
Okay. Amen. And I read that when you go on walks, you actually talk out loud to Jesus in personal conversations.
Yes.
Does that ever garner some, let's just say, inquisitive looks?
I'm sure.
Tell us about that.
That's some of my best moments. Is just being on those quiet moments with him. Is just, even if it's going for a walk and listening to music and just praying him and praising him and praying and just talking to him. That's all he wants, is to know your heart. That's why he died on the cross, is so we could have a relationship with him. So when you're rooted in Christ, you don't really care what everybody else thinks, because you're supposed to be God pleasers and not people pleasers. And you know, if somebody wants to give me a crazy look like this chick's out of her mind, you know, that's okay. I'm okay.
You know, I was in the military, I was a drill sergeant for the Army, and at the drill sergeant school, it's 8 weeks long, and it has to be, in order to pass the, it's all practical tests. It's not a, you know, written test and all that. It's going out and teaching what's in the manuals, because you got to be able to teach it and explain it to the trainees. Well, if you miss one word out of what the manual says, you failed. So it has to be word for word and in your presentation. And in order to practice that, you know, you got to go out and, you know, you're out doing what you need to be doing, walking around. And we were talking to trees and fire hydrants and walls and everything else, you know, and people drive by and think, look at them crazy drill sergeants trying to get a tree to march. You know? So I could, when I read that part, I said, oh, I can relate to that 100%, because people just like looking at you as you're. Amen.
Hey, though, right?
But you got to do, you know, that's what was required at the time. That's what we did. And the funny thing is I still do it. So that's why I resonated with what you said on that, because, you know, I still talk to God out loud when I'm on walks. Like, really? Yeah. Yeah. Like, what? Hey, man. Now, you participated in a joint book venture with several other women, and that became an international bestseller. It's titled Overcomer, Redeemed Masterpiece, Inspires Stories of Real People with Unconquerable Will to Thrive and Be Alive. How did you become associated with that work?
Oh, that was all God led too. I was Facebook friends with one of the co-founders. She, Elite Foundation, and they help women with human trafficking. So all this, funny enough, I wrote an article for the Good News Christian newspaper. My first article was about human trafficking. So I thought that was a pretty divine connection. And so, yeah, I got this opportunity, and, you know, it wasn't actually until 7 months later that I hear that I got into this book. You know, I was, you know, I wanted to be in this book and start, you know, okay, God, you're telling me to do this. And, you know, she's showing me where to go, and he showed me this, but again, it didn't come until 7 months later. But that was a beautiful thing.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. You know, what was your chapter in the book about?
Finding a godly man. It is seven keys to finally have a godly man. That is my chapter.
Amen. Amen. Now, how hard is it to keep your personal feelings in check as you're helping others work through their issues and you're pouring yourself out into ministering to them?
Everything is through everything that you went through. I see a lot of even the women I help and my clients, I see a lot of my pain that I used to be going through. I see that in them. So I go based on God's words, not like, oh, my experiences, because I think sometimes we could run to other people or somebody that's been through our pain, and we get their information of, you know, their understanding of it. And that's nice to have that, but it all goes back to God's word. Like, what does he say about it? So I have the empathy and compassion for what they're going through because I was once there. Mm-hmm. That's why it's so dear to my heart. But I always bring it back to God's word. Well, what does God have to say about this? How are we supposed to be handling this situation? So, yeah.
Amen. Amen. And as you're helping these people, I'm guessing the Lord will show you something, you know, something that needs to be addressed in their life. Maybe something they are either not aware of, or possibly they've buried deep down inside. How do you know that this is something that the Lord wants you to bring to the surface in their life and have them confront?
Absolutely. So on these calls, even when I do, I connect with these women just on a clarity call, like a free clarity call, just because I want them to connect with me. And I hear a lot of the Holy Spirit kind of whispering, and I'll go right to that. It's the questions I ask, and there is always something that comes up. Always something that comes up, which people, and I've written articles about this, we even suppress it, ignore it, or, you know, push it aside because we don't want to deal with those root issues. And what we do is we look and we blame and we point the finger, but really we need to take accountability. But we have to understand why we're doing it. And that all goes back to, okay, let's talk about your childhood. Let's talk about your past relationships. All these things come up and they have to be exposed to the light if we want to be healed from them.
Okay. Have you ever had someone push back, like, I don't want to talk about it and things like that?
Yeah, I have. And this is not even a call. This is maybe a friend in Christ and me telling her, hey, you know, in a very loving, endearing way. And people will ignore it and suppress it. They don't want to go there. And, you know, all I could do is pray for those people because until we get to the root of cause of what is going on, we're just going to keep repeating those same mistakes. That's called insanity, right?
Yeah.
Doing the same thing and not producing anything fruitful. And we wonder why maybe we have relational issues. But yeah, there is many times where people do not want to go to their pain. And I say, you have to, you're going to have to. And some people just aren't ready, and that's fine. But it's like, how much is it going to take? Like, when's enough enough? Mm. I had to come to that point.
Yeah, we all did.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
You know?
That's a bitter pill to swallow when you actually get to that point. It really is.
It is. It is.
But then it's like, okay, Jesus still loves me. Wow. You know? Even after I say, okay, Lord, you know I did this. Now what? And you know, I'm reminded of a story. This oh gosh, it was long, probably 25 years ago, I heard this story. And at a church back in the old days, mm-hmm. at the end of the sermon, the pastor would walk up and then everybody greet him on the way out, you know, nice sermon and all that. And as they're leaving the sanctuary, and this little 5-year boy is up there and he's tugging on the pastor's coat. He says, yes, Johnny. He goes, I just want to tell you that I talked to Jesus yesterday. He says, oh, that's good. Good job. You know, and then next Sunday, same thing. Yes, Johnny. I just want to let you know that I talked to Jesus yesterday. And so that's good. That's good. And this went on for a couple of weeks. Finally, the pastor's, you know, he said, okay, Johnny, you know, that's okay. Everybody talks to him. No, but I mean, I actually talk to him. I see him all the time. And he says, okay, if that's the case, you know, tell you what, next time you see and talk to Jesus, I did something really, really bad when I was little. Ask him what it was. And then next Sunday he comes up and he tugs on his coat again. He says, I seen Jesus. He says, well, did you ask him what I told you? He goes, yep. And oh, really? Okay. Well, what did Jesus say? He said for me to tell you that he forgot.
Exactly. It's that conviction, condemnation. You know, what's the difference? Is it, you know, that's one thing I got stuck. The enemy, you know, had me stuck in that conviction. Yeah. You know, it's like, you'll keep battering yourself with it, but you got to, again, know who you are in Christ, know that he loves you and he forgives you and he, you know, your sins are forgiven.
Amen. Amen.
Hey folks, Pastor Bob here. We're all out of time for today's portion of this great interview with Malia Diana, as we've been discussing her new book, Vertical Relationship, 4 Steps to Salvation and Getting Right with God. Hey men, we've been talking with her about her exclusive coaching program also as a relationship coach for women and how the Lord inspired her to design this signature coaching program that helps women to identify the missing links, the core issues that really hinder God's best in your life. I want to encourage you now to do a couple of things right now. First, go down to the show notes and order her book. It is absolutely awesome and will bless you as you open it up right on page 1. Amen. Next, reach out to Malia. Ask her your questions. Now, you don't have to become part of her coaching group to ask a question, praise God. All you have to do is use the contact form on our website at maliadiana.com. Amen. Just reach out to her, ask your question. And then lastly, be sure you come back for the conclusion of our interview in the next episode. Amen. That's really important. Glory to God. Until then, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do. Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this, your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts, share your unique insights, and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.